Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I am Deependra Silwal with these, the headlines first. National Democracy Day marked today, organizing various programs. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deoba stresses need of bolstering governing system through periodic elections. CPN Unified Socialist decide not to obstruct MCC proposal in House in case of conducive environment for discussion, and rebel declare general mobilization as fighting grows in eastern Ukraine. Now news in detail. The National Democracy Day 2078 Bikram Samvat has been marked in Nepal today, organizing various programs. This day commemorates the end of 104 years long autocratic Rana regime in 2007 Bikram Samvat. A special function was held at Army Pavilion Tundikhel at the presence of President Vidyadevi Bhandari, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun, Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deoba and other dignitaries to mark the day. Addressing the program, Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deoba has stressed the need for shared commitment to improve the governing system of the country through periodic elections. Prime Minister Deoba highlighted the need to accomplish all three levels of elections in a free, fair and fairless environment to strengthen the country's democratic governance system, saying the country's shift to democracy in 2007 Bikram Samvat was far-reaching and historical. The Prime Minister recalled that the journey of the Federal Democratic Republic governance system has been realized today after completing several subsequent revolutions. The Prime Minister stressed that it was the national responsibility to build an equitable society where the entire gamut of political freedom and financial and social rights gained so far could be enjoyed. The CPN Unified Socialist has decided to let the MCC proposal to be tabled in the parliament on the condition of ending parliament obstruction. CPN Unified Socialist spokesperson Jagannath Khatioda said his party's standing committee meeting held today decided not to obstruct the tabling of the MCC proposal in the House if the environment for dialogue was created in the parliament. Spokesperson Khatioda for the said today's meeting also unanimously decided that the MCC pact would not be ratified as it is now. Chairperson of CPN UML KP Sarba Oli has urged government employees and securities bodies to hold the upcoming local level election in a free and fair manner. Inaugurating a municipal hospital built by Surya Binayak Municipality at Jagati today, Chairman Oli said the employees and administration should assist in holding election fairly. On a different note, UML Chairperson Oli argued that the ruling alliance's inaction to take a decision on the MCC has botched abhorrent relations. Nepali Congress Vice Chairperson Dhanaraj Gurung has urged all political parties to consider their political perspective towards the US aid grant Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC. Talking to journalist in Chitwan today, leader Gurung said the current issues surrounding the MCC has surfaced due to differing views and perspective of the political parties towards it. He opined that the foreign forces began to meddle in Nepal concerning the MCC while it was an internal affair and the political parties of the country should have differentiated between rights and wrongs. Nepali Congress leader Dr. Shekhar Koirala says the MCC pact is surely a development project and it is in favour of Nepal. Addressing a program in Biratnagar today, leader Koirala said democracy needs to be bolstered to augment development works and alleviate poverty. He added that there was no mention at all in the MCC pact that foreign military would arrive in Nepal once the MCC is endorsed. This news comes to you from Read Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सामाजिक सुरक्षा कोषमा सहभागी बनौ, सुरक्षित एवं सुखद जीवन यापन गरौ।
नेपाल सरकार, श्रम, रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय।
सादा खाना 100 रुपियाँ, मटन खाना 200 रुपियाँ। ओए, मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र?
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। चीफ इलेक्शन कमिश्नर डाक्टर दिनेश कुमार Thapaliya has suggested the political parties and candidates vying in the upcoming local level election comply with the Election Code of Conduct. At a program organized by the Election Commission on the 6th election day today, Chief Election Commissioner Thapaliya warned that the actions against violation of Election Code of Conduct would be severe. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 350 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal today. The number of cases was confirmed while testing 7,096 samples. Likewise, 1,272 people recovered from COVID-19 infections in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, 4 corona-related deaths have been recorded today, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,917 in the country so far. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Prem Bahadur Ali says the Gautam Buddha International Airport will start international flight services from the coming 14th of April. Minister Ali, who reached Vairavad today for an inspection visit, said the efforts were being made to receive permission for the direct flights to India. Tourism Minister Ali said the operation of international flights from the Gautam Buddha International Airport would help to end the air traffic congestion in Kathmandu and boost tourism. Nepal has registered its second victory by defeating the Philippines under the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Global Qualifier. Nepal defeated the Philippines by 136 runs in today's match held in Oman. After being invited to bat first, Nepal posted 218 runs on the scoreboard at the loss of 3 wickets with the help of 104 runs not out from Kusal Buttel and 83 runs from Deependra Singh AD. In the chase, the Philippines were restricted to mega 82 runs. With today's win, Nepal has reached close to semi-final, gaining 4 points. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News. Now an international news update. Ukraine's Russian backed breakaway eastern territories have ordered military mobilizations amid a deadly escalation in fighting. A BBC report cites sources that men of fighting age in the self-declared People's Republic of Donetsk and Luhansk are being put on standby. Western nations have accused Russia of trying to stage a fake crisis in the eastern region as a pretext to invade. However, Russian President Vladimir Putin has said he was willing to discuss the crisis with Western leaders, accusing them of ignoring Russia's security concerns. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places of high mountainous region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. National Democracy Day marked today, organizing various programs. Prime Minister Seth Bahadur Deoba stresses the need of bolstering governing system through periodic elections. CPN Unified Socialist decides not to obstruct MCC proposal in the House in case of conducive environment for discussion. And rebel declare general mobilization as fighting crews in eastern Ukraine. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.